So here I am, sat on the mighty Pelagic Australis once again in Antarctica. We're this time at Access Point, and we're supporting the Antarctic Anglo-American Chilean-Australian expedition, the only one this year. The Australian guy on board, John, described it as the FACA expedition. If there'd been a Frenchman on board, only an Australian. So what they're going to be doing this time is they're going to be going up to Mont Francais. They're going to be 2,825 metres above seawater. They're going to be carrying 8 days of food and gas, 3 tents and lots of shovels, and it's being described as digging with venables. Generally they're going to be roped together and they're going to be tugging around 60 pounds worth of goods behind them on their sleighs. David, who comes from Tunbridge Wells, has been not really boasting, but you know, talking about his amazing running and riding and push-ups and press-ups in preparation for this expedition, and as a consequence of that has been given the heaviest sleigh, poor thing. We've been joking though, because he's got these massive Baffin Island boots that look like the kind that Jerry Halliwell would have worn in a Spice Girls concert, but slightly bigger. We're kind of joking that he should really have kind of nitrous oxide on the side and he could just kind of scoot up the mountain. Anyway, as I say, we're sat on Access Point, and around us is a big film of brash ice, which has been quite tricky because it's kind of prevented us from getting the Zodiac, onto the shore with the explorers. So it's been pretty hard work for Ed the mate. He's been zigzagging in and out. But yeah, it's been overlooked by kind of penguins and fur seals, and yeah, pretty amazing. Just in front of me at the moment is a huge towering tabular iceberg, the biggest I've seen actually. It must be the size of about three big council estate blocks, if that's a good mental image. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to get on with my job, drinking my hot chocolate and waiting to find out whether or not Tony the Dear American is going to be well enough to join the expedition. He's not very well down below at the moment, so I better go and check on him. And until then, I hope that all of the explorers have the most amazing time and a fantastic experience and they get home safely.